For just £5 a month, you can get early access to all of our podcast episodes, copies of our script, access to further information, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. Head over to patreon.com/Sunday Night Mystery. £5 a month. That's cheaper than 15 minutes of parking at Bristol Airport. Yeah, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Welcome to Sunday Night Mystery, where we delve into the chilling tales of unsolved crimes and mysteries that have haunted communities for decades. I'm Brett, and tonight we're heading back to the summer of 2012. We uncover the baffling disappearance of Claire Holland, a Bristol woman whose story gripped the nation for over a decade. Unusually, this is a case that has partially reached a conclusion, so join us as we journey through the investigation, the trial, and the startling revelations that finally brought an element of closure to this haunting case. Claire Holland was a 32-year-old mother of four from the Lawrence Western area of Bristol. She vanished without a trace from the Seamus O'Donnell pub on St Nicholas Street in Bristol on June the 6th, 2012. As the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations faded, her mysterious disappearance sent shockwaves through the community. We explore the events leading up to that fateful night and the desperate search for answers that followed. Claire was first caught on camera that fateful day in the afternoon of June the 6th, going into Asda in Bedminster at 3:12 p.m. where she was seen withdrawing £50 in cash. Claire was seen on several cameras jogging towards the store, crossing the road, and then, before heading back in the direction of the bed shop she came from a few minutes earlier. 5 minutes later, she's seen at the entrance of the pub while holding a Primark bag. She left the pub on a number of occasions, but the next sighting captured her back there, talking on the phone to her partner, Darren Osmond, for 6 minutes until 4:16 p.m. An hour and a half later, she returned into view outside the pub. Then, just before 6:30 p.m, she left the pub and walked off past the Revolution Bar to make a further cash withdrawal of £50 from NatWest Bank. The next sighting of her isn't until 8:44 p.m. in Corn Street, where she makes another cash withdrawal before heading towards the Drawbridge Public House. The last confirmed sighting of Claire on camera was at 9:32 p.m, walking to Baldwin Street, which was consistent with her returning to the Seamus O'Donnell pub. Witnesses at the public house said she stayed until closing time, but she was not caught on camera leaving the premises. From here, it's not clear what happened to Claire. On Thursday, June the 14th, 2012, Claire was reported missing by her family when she missed appointments and didn't return calls. Avon and Somerset Police launched a missing persons appeal to try and find Claire. For several years, police officers released numerous appeals for information about her disappearance. A major operation also included underwater searches, house-to-house inquiries, financial and mobile phone checks. In the following 4 months, more than 200 investigative actions were carried out, but no evidence could be found to indicate what happened to Claire. Avon and Somerset Police started to treat Claire's disappearance as suspicious in July of 2019, and the Major Crime Investigation Team launched a murder investigation when her former partner, Darren Osmond, made a confession. Osmond was arrested and questioned by police officers, but later released under investigation on suspicion of murder. In 2020, a decision was made to deploy an undercover officer to befriend him, an operation which lasted 20 months. a police officer went undercover as Paddy O'Hara and relocated in a flat nearby to Osmond's home. He befriended the killer by playing the part of a petty criminal who sold goods. The operation produced 1,200 hours of recorded footage, revealing Osmond had confessed on a number of occasions during the years to unburden himself as he struggled to live with his horrific actions. Some of these disclosures were made to undercover police officer Paddy O'Hara, who took to the witness stand during the trial to detail their encounters. Osmond confessed to Paddy he'd done horrible things, also making reference to Claire having a nice swimming lesson, while he spat on the ground in the direction of the sea, suggesting her body be halfway to Spain. Videos of the encounters were released by police. In one clip, he imitates a slashing across the body while making a swishing sound and described the knife skill he learned as a trained chef. Despite the years of searching and countless leads, Claire's whereabouts remained unknown. However, following the undercover operation, a breakthrough came and Darren Osmond was charged with Claire's murder. His trial revealed shocking details of his involvement in Claire's disappearance, from chilling confessions to the undercover operation that exposed his darkest secrets. The courtroom saga unfolded with gripping intensity. Prosecutors said evidence pointed to Claire being killed by Osmond and her body being disposed of. Prosecutor Andrew Langdon said the confessions to the undercover officer came after Osmond had already admitted to killing on a 999 call and to officers when they arrived to his home to arrest him. Mr. Langton added, "He has, we suggest, never forgotten what he did to Claire. He's always been haunted by the memory of it. And that weight, the trauma of that memory, has taken a considerable toll on him." Osmond denied any involvement and said any confession was untrue and the result of drink and drugs. Bristol Crown Court heard that Osmond had confessed to 6 different parties of his involvement in Claire's killing and the disposal of her body. These included friends, a new partner, a 999 call operator, uniformed police officers, an undercover officer, and a prison inmate. Ray Tully, defending, asked Darren Osmond, "Did you murder Claire Holland?" Osmond replied, "No, I didn't murder Claire, and I don't know anything about her disappearance." Darren Osmond claimed he hoped that the police were able to find answers to Claire's disappearance. He denied having any involvement whatsoever. After weeks of testimony and deliberation, the jury delivered its verdict. Guilty. Darren Osmond was convicted of Claire Holland's murder, bringing some sense of closure to her family and loved ones. Following an 11-year wait and an 11-week trial, in 2023, 41-year-old Darren Osmond from Chessel Drive, Patchway, in Bristol, was finally found guilty by a majority verdict of murdering his former partner. Claire's body has never been found. police fear, it never will be. As we consider the emotional aftermath of the trial and the significance of the verdict in finally bringing justice for Claire, Senior Investigating Officer Detective Superintendent Darren Hannant said the investigation was extensive, complex, so it's important to recognise the efforts of all those involved in achieving the outcome. The undercover officer who put his safety at risk to gather vital information, those who worked tirelessly to support him and review material throughout the operation, and members of the investigation team who greatly contributed to this outcome. While police don't expect Darren Osmond to reveal where Claire's body is, we can only hope the principles of Helen's Law will prevail. It's a law ensuring that criminals who don't disclose the location of their victim can have this used against them when it comes to applying for parole. We can only wait to see if this materialises, but for the sake of Claire's family, there remains the hope this will provide them with the information they so desperately need. The disappearance of Claire Holland may have remained a mystery for over a decade, but through perseverance and determination, the truth was finally revealed. As we reflect on this haunting case, we are reminded of the importance of never giving up hope and seeking justice for those who can no longer speak for themselves. Join us next time for another episode of Sunday Night Mystery and journey once again into mysteries of the night. Stay safe and never give up hope. The shadows might just hold the answers that one day come to light. Although in the spine-tingling realm of Sunday Night Mystery, some enigmas defy resolution, leaving us to simply ponder secrets of the past. Until next time, stay safe, and remember, the truth may be hidden, but as long as we keep the investigation alive, it's never truly lost. I'm Brett, and I'll see you next time on Sunday Night Mystery. For now, stay curious, stay vigilant, and be sure to guard yourself against the darkness that surrounds us all. I'll see you next week, Sunday Night Mystery.